Tamam. With your permission. The Gemara has two opinions about Pesach and Sukkot, the obligation of a person. What does he have to do on those holidays? The Machloket in the Gemara between two Chachamim. One opinion is that you enjoy yourself on Pesach, enjoy yourself on Sukkot. Also, of course, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One opinion says, no. You have to devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave us Moadim, Lechagim, not to play basketball. The Moed is to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Ari, and other Chachamim, the lights and the energy of the original holiday comes and shines every year on the same date. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Moadim is not to enjoy ourselves physical but spiritual. This applies to Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuot, says the Gemara, is a very special chag. Hakol Moadim ba'atzeret ve'inyan nami lachem. Shavuot, you have to celebrate for yourself. Even the other Moadim, there's a machloker in the Gemara, maybe a person has to devote himself to the chag, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to spiritual happiness, not to physical, not food, not physical pleasure. But Shavuot says the Gemara, Atzeret, everybody is no machloket between the Chachamim. That a person has to eat good, nice meal. This is one side. This is one halacha in the Gemara. On the other hand, you find in the Gemara that Shavuot is a very serious chag. Says the Gemara, Gemara Yerushalmi, that every Moed, Rosh Chodesh, every Moed, the sacrifice in the Bet HaMikdash included one goat. And usually it says in the Torah, the sentence, Seir Izim Echad Lechatat Lechaper Alechem. One goat for a sin, for the sin, Lechaper Alechem, to have a forgiveness, to have a kapara. It's almost the same language every holiday, almost. On Shavuot, what we're going to read on Wednesday and Thursday, B'yom HaBikurim, Parashat Pinchas, and says the sacrifices of Shavuot, and then Seir Izim Echad Lechaper Alechem. Usually it says Seir Izim Echad Lechatat Lechaper Alechem. The Seir Izim, it means the goat, is for the sin that we have, that will be brought to the Hamikdash, the goat, on the Chagim or the Moadim, is for Kapara on the sin. On Shavuot it doesn't say the word on the sin. Says Seir Izim Echad omitted the word Lechatat. Comes the Gemara and says, how come? Should be the same language, the same statement. I came every holiday. Seir Izim Echad, one goat Lechatat Lechaper Alechem. It says Seir Izim Echad Lechaper Alechem. Says the Gemara to tell you, to teach you, that if a person accepts on himself the yoke of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers him as he never seen in his lifetime. Yom Kippur that we have, this is a day of judgment, accounting for the previous year. 1 year, so every Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, what we had done the previous year. Here comes the Gemara, Shavuot is so powerful that he doesn't say the word Chatat in Korban Musaf to tell you that on Shavuot, Yom HaBikurim, yearly, every year, Yom HaShavuot, you should know, it's a very powerful thing. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves the sins of this year, Kilu Lo Chata Meolam, it's like he never seen ever. This is much greater than Yom Kippur. That's going to Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, at least we should do Ta'anit. In Yom Kippur, we do Ta'anit. B'nitem et nafshotechem, ki v'yom hazeh yechaper alechem. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us forgiveness on Yom Kippur, so we do Ta'anit. Here comes the Gemara, Yerushalmi, and says, you should know Shavuot is not just a kapara for this year, it's kapara for all the sins that the person committed since he was born. Kilu lo chatatem mimechem, me'olam. Like you never sin. That's so powerful. Should do Ta'anit. Comes the Gemara, no. Akol modim ba'aseret, evin anonim elachem. Everybody agrees, Shavuot we should have. And we have to have a good meal. You cannot do Ta'anit, you cannot have a simple meal. You have to have a very special one. This is a special one. This is now Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he is going to waive all the sins. Not only that, the Gemara says in Shavuot is Yom Adin. The Gemara says the reason why we read last week the curses is because we want the curses to be behind us, like Rosh Hashanah. We read before Rosh Hashanah Parashat Kitavot that has the curses. Says the Gemara, Parashat Bechukotai has curses, 49 curses. We should read it before Shavuot. Says the Gemara, what is this? Says the Gemara, says Tosfot, it's Yom Hadin. Shavuot is the day of judgment. The day of judgment. It complies good with that Gemara Yerushalmi, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us to see if we accept the yoke of Torah to waive all our sins. But on the other hand, in the day of judgment, you don't sit down and have a meal. In the day of judgment, you don't. Even Rosh Hashanah, maybe also. Well, it's a very, a strange halacha that we have. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings it. Maybe different than it says in the Mishnah, but like it says in the Gemara, Maseret Brachot. Mordechai and Hashem Knesset Gedolah made brachot for us. One of the brachot says the Mishnah la zvaot. On the big tragedies. You have to say bracha. Says the Gemara, what is zvaot? What is this? The Gemara says it's earthquake. It's an earthquake. An earthquake, you have to say bracha. So what bracha? So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says, it says in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah exactly. It says, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. It's an earthquake. Somebody feels an earthquake. So what are you supposed to do? To say bracha. Stand up and say bracha. Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. Kadosh Baruch Hu does Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. Whatever he did in the beginning, on creation, Hashem did not make an earthquake on creation. The Mishnah says that somebody sees something that's not old stuff. From creation, you say bracha or say maaseh bereshit. But earthquake, Hashem never made an earthquake. On creation. This is a special halacha. Say or say maaseh bereshit. What is maaseh bereshit? What does maaseh bereshit has to do with earthquake? The Mishnah really says, to say shkuchok ba'atom ale'olam. It's also, the question is, what does it mean exactly? Say bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says no. You say, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, that's the way the Gemara says in the end. The Mishnah lav davka, it's not exactly. So you have to say bracha. It's a tragedy. The Mishnah calls it Zvaot. It's a big tragedy. Big tragedy, you say, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. The Gemara says, Oseh Baruch Dayan Emet. The Gemara says, somebody sees his Chas Shalom, his boat sinks in the ocean. To say bracha, what do you say about the enemy? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you, the righteous judge. He have an earthquake, you say, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. You created the world. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, when Am Yisrael came to our Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when they were standing to accept the Torah, Vayitasu betachtit ha'ar, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu picked up Har Sinai and put it on top of them and told them, if you can accept the Torah, fine. This is the day we're getting the Ten Commandments. Hashem said, you better accept it. If you don't accept it, Sham tekvuratchem, the mountain is going to fall on you. So Rishonim has the Tosfot, they said that it's after the Tosfot Naseh V'Nishma already. V'Naseh V'Nishma, so what the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to force us now? Is it forcing us to accept the Torah? Why is it forcing us? Because we accepted it voluntarily anyway before. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us? So Rishonim said, Tosfot said, you know, maybe we Hashem appeared with a big fire. Maybe with a big fire, some Israel will regret. Regret Naseh V'Nishma. Said Naseh V'Nishma, yeah, but they're going to see the big fire burning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived. I said, they might say, no, forget about Naseh V'Nishma. We don't have Farat Nedarim, we don't get to do no Naseh no Nishma. The question is, because they're going to see a fire, they're going to change their mind. He said Naseh V'Nishma, we said Naseh V'Nishma. Even though the Gemara says they didn't mean it in the heart, only said with the mouth, with Iba Michazvulo, says David HaMelech. In our mouth, we said Naseh V'Nishma. Fatur b'fiyem. V'libam lo nachonima. So the Mer says, no, in the heart, we didn't say, we didn't mean really exactly Naseh V'Nishma. But nevertheless, we did say Naseh V'Nishma. And here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to force us. He wants to force us to accept the Torah. Says the Gemara, well, you should know, it's true. Says, before we accept the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu hoped that we should accept it. Earth, Eretz Yerav v'Shakta. As earth was afraid, we're not going to say, we're not going to accept the Torah. So, okay, we said Naseh V'Nishma. The famous statement comes to Gemara, it says Naseh V'Nishma is something like the angels say. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very happy to hear from us. And we said Naseh V'Nishma, says the Gemara. This is what the Malachi HaSharet say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, David HaMelech says, Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his angels, so said Dvaro. They do what Hashem says, Nishma Bekol Dvaro, to listen to Hashem. Gibore Koach. Strong personality. Naseh V'Nishma. Four simple explanation means Am Yisrael said we'll do and we'll listen. It all asks the question, what do you mean you'll do and you listen? Comes the Gemara and says the following like this. You know, when Am Yisrael stood in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleaned us completely. Paskal Zohar Matan says the Gemara, nobody should have died anymore. We would not have done the golden calf, the Egel, nobody would have died. It's a very powerful thing. We stood next to Sinai. I says, what is really behind it? Kadosh Baruch Hu did, says Gemara, says, well, not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu healed all the sick people that came from me out of Egypt, missing hands, feet, blind, and all from the construction. A lot of people were crippled. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu healed everybody. I was standing on Sinai. He says, ready. Ready to accept the Torah. Says, what is the depth of it? For what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a thing? So comes the Gemara and says that when a person accepts on himself something, it's like he did it already. The Gemara has few examples. One example the Gemara says, when Moshe came to Am Yisrael and told them, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to take a goat on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. And Moshe spoke to them on the first day of Chodesh Nisan. After Moshe gave his speech, the Torah says, Vayalchu v'yasub ne Yisrael. Am Yisrael went and they did it. Says the Gemara, they didn't do it yet. They will do it. But the Torah uses a past tense instead of future tense. Says the Gemara, as long as you accept it, it's considered like you did it. And the question is, what's really behind it? Because you said you accept yourself and you're going to do it, that the thing was done. Yes, it says Navi, no, Daniel decided he took it upon himself to fast for Am Yisrael, for Beit HaMikdash. An angel came to Daniel and he said, since you accepted on yourself to do the Ta'anit, it's already like you did. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered all the tefillot. On the account later, that you're going to fast, it was accepted already. And see, the Kadosh Baruch Hu uses the future tense for the present tense. The question is, what is really behind it? It says, the Zohar comes along and says like this. You know, when a person studies Torah, it's a very powerful thing. The Gemara says, Torah magna ben beidna ben shelo beidna. Torah says Torah is a very powerful thing. Torah protects you while you're learning and after you learn. Doesn't matter. Torah is very powerful. We all know the story. The Gemara says Hashem told David HaMelech he gave a day on Shabbat. And David HaMelech was learning the whole time. And then the Satan, Malach HaMavet, came and broke his step. And David HaMelech stopped learning. Then he took his neshama. As long as David was learning, the Satan could not have taken his neshama. The Gemara says about somebody else, but not the Chachamim, the same. He says, Torah is very powerful. Very powerful. He says, what is really behind it? The Torah is very powerful. So the story goes like this. Ari says, but the Gemara says it. A person, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon every generation, and what's going to happen to the generation. Exactly. Who is going to be alive, who is going to die, where is going to die, how is going to die, everything was a video. And Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the same video. Until Mashiach will come. Masid, he showed him Shaul HaMelech is dead. He showed him Rabbi Akiva. He showed him what the Romans did to Rabbi Akiva. Everything. And it's designated a place for everything. It's not, the person went to the Great Canyon and the helicopter fell over there. No. He had to die over there in the Great Canyon. He had to die over there. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel and told him, why don't you go to Great Canyon with your wife for the helicopter? He said, what's a good idea? And the Navi says it. The Navi said it, the person makes a decision, and then she goes inside his brain and tells him, go over there, do this. Mi fatet Ahav. The Navi says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Ahav, he was the king, he ruled the whole world. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want this guy to go in the front because I want him dead. But Ahav would not go in the front. Ahav was like Shlomo HaMelech, like Achashverosh. Malach Bekipa says the Gemara. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Navi, says Malachim, who asked one of the Neshamot, who is going to penetrate inside Ahav's head, and then he's going to make a decision to go to the war, and then he's going to get killed over there. Mama is going to kill him. And Malachim, it goes everywhere. If somebody went over there, I remember when Saddam Hussein shooting again, when he threw the 39 missiles, no one was killed from the missile. It was one person died. What happened? In Ramat Gan, in Ramat Chin, there was a siren, and the guy told his wife, we're going to the neighbor. The neighbor has a shelter, we haven't got a shelter. His wife said, I'm not going to the neighbor. I'm staying home. She said, what's crazy? It's a siren. It's a missile is coming. It's not a joke. A lot of missiles fell in Ramadan. It wasn't the first missile. She said, I'm not going. She said, goodbye. Take your risk. He goes away to the neighbor. He goes to the neighbor. He goes down to the shelter. He opened up the metal door. At that time, from the vibration of the missile, the door came out of the hinges, fell on him, and he died. And his wife stayed home. She's alive. Well, it's a reason for why he died. I'm not going to go through why he died. The Rabbanim say why he died. But again, they say that a person has to be on a designated place for the Gezerah to happen to him. If he's not going to be there, it's not going to happen. So Gemara continues. The Gemara says a story. Shlomo HaMelech had two writers. They used to write for him the Tefillin, Mezuzot, and Sefer Torah. Kushai Tzadikim, says the Gemara, major Tzadikim. Shlomo had Ruach HaKodesh, and Shlomo saw they're going to die. So Shlomo said, I'm going to save them. So he called up the head of the Shedim, Ashmedai. He told him, I want to take those two tzaddikim, take them to the city of Luz. It was a city that still exists today, that people live over there thousands of years. He says, Navi, in Sefer Yoshua, Ulam Luz Shemei Larishona. You have to be very honest, you can't say a lie, the Gemara says, you can't say, even the great, And it's something like a light. The Gemara said, time for Chachamim. 1500 years ago, people used to go inside. But you can't stay inside. So you can't, if you stay inside and you're not 100% true, then Melech HaMavet comes inside. So one of the Chachamim went and he said something not 100%. The people from Luz said, they told him, please get out of the city. Get out of the city because you stay here, Melech HaMavet is going to come and kill us. The Gemara says that leave thousands of years, and this, you know, when it's enough, and they want to go to Gan Eden, to go outside and to die outside, you cannot die inside. No way to get, no way to die inside. You go into the city via a tree. There's a tree someplace, and you go inside the tree, and it takes you underneath. It's a whole city. It's called Luz. You don't never die over there. Still today. So the Gemara says, Shlomo called up the head of the Shedim. He says, there are the two writers over here, the major tzaddikim. I want you to take those two and deliver them to Luz immediately. Fly, straight flight. Pick them up from earth. The two tzaddikim flew them to Luz. Landed in front of the city of Luz, next to the tree. I mean, they landed, they died. The next morning, Shlomo sees the devil, the Malach HaMavet, smiling, happy, singing. Shlomo says, boy, you're singing, wow. What is the occasion? He said, I'll tell you what. I had a job from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill those tzaddikim. But Hashem told me they have to die at the entrance to the city. I didn't know how I'm going to get them over there. They never went out to Yerushalayim. Always sat down in Yerushalayim, they wrote books, they wrote Sifrei Torah, they wrote Tefillin, Mezuzot. You helped me, Baruch Hashem. You helped me. You called up the Shed, Ashmedai. You called him. You told him, take them down. Then I said, ah, Baruch Hashem, I got, you know, special delivery now. You delivered. You, Shlomo, you called the Shedim, and you told them to deliver. Now they were on the same spot. I said, that's what. And the Gemara has another story. The Gemara said, Rabbah, one of the Amoraim, one time he was a drought, and he asked for rain. And he did some kind of tricks. And his father came to him in the morning and the night, the dream, he said, get out of your bed. Get out of your bed, move to another room. Get out of the bed, go to another room. In the morning he goes, he sees his bed is cut. Like somebody cut it with a knife. A shed came. Rahmat came with a knife. He says, you see, the Gezerot from Hashem. Also, not the Gezerot, also the good Gezerot also had to do with the place. When we call it America, location, it's not a joke. It's really everything is location. Everything Hashem decided where it's going to be, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. I says, this is the place. I says, that person is going to happen to him this way because it's going to be on that spot. If it won't be on that spot, it won't happen to him. I says, Zohar, you should know a secret. How powerful is learning Torah? I says the Zohar, when you learn Torah, but actually what you create right now is you create Shamayim Chadashim Eretz Chadashim. So you create like a new surface. Like you're not standing on earth. You're standing like something, a spiritual floor. On top of you, the spiritual floor. It means something comes from Shamayim. Something comes from Shamayim. It's not going to hit you. It cannot hit you because you have a protection. In the Gezerah, Chas Shalom, that somebody stands on earth, and like Nebuchadnezzar shows Adam Rishon, it says, well, everything is waved as long as you stand on that kind of surface, as Gezerah. So that's the power, the Zohar says, of Torah. As if when somebody learns Torah, I says the Zohar that the angels take the Dvar Torah, the Torah that he learns, and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it on his head, whatever it means. But this is the power of Torah. So the Torah, says the Gemara, says in one sentence, Torah Magna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep the Torah. The Torah is a protection. Ben Bidna Ben Shalu Bidna. While you're learning, it is protects you, and after you learn, also protects you. Or how does it protect you? How? Because when you learn, you create something. You patch. So he said, you know what it means. He said, listen. So the Gemara says, look, the Torah tells the stories, and you read the story. Says the Gemara, well, the Gemara appears first. Dor Enosh did Avodah Zarah, Adam Rishon's grandson did Avodah Zarah. It says, Allah, Kenneth, it's Sif Shlish Ma'olam. The Gemara, the ocean came up as the first tsunami. The first tsunami was in Dor Enosh. One third of the universe was wiped out. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. So the Gemara, the ocean wants every day to come and wash earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the special hand to stop the ocean from coming. The ocean wants to wash the universe because of people's behavior. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it. So the Gemara says, well, Dora Nosh, if this first generation started to do Avodah Zarah, here the first tsunami came. And the second time was the Mabul. I said, look what happened. The ocean broke. I said, things coming down the ocean. From the sins of the people, they break the ocean. I says, you know the Dora Plaga? Third generation, they build a tower. The Torah says they're going to build the tower, and they're busy working with making bricks and cement and building a tower. At the end was like a little earthquake, and all things fell down. See, the concept, said Ari Sei Chachamim, is when a person doesn't behave, what he does, it's not the ozone now, this whole thing is glaring, so you can't see. It's just from the sins of the people, what people do is, that's what they do. They make holes, they damage the ceiling, they damage earth. It's earthquake. Whatever earthquake comes. This is the Gemara, it's Dom Vamora. Before Hashem destroys Dom Vamora, 24 years, another opinion, some other years, every year was earthquake in Dom Vamora. And then was a big earthquake. The whole thing is upside down now. That's what the Gemara says. Earthquake comes. You have to say a bracha. Say, what the bracha you say? Oseh ma'aseh bereshit. What has to do with anything? Earthquake, this earthquake, you say, Oseh ma'aseh bereshit. No. The brachot is protection. Ari says, the Gomer Vilna says. You say, brachot, you say, brachot, ha-shachar. You say, pokeh ha-chivrim, malvish ha-rumim, zokef kufim, matir asurim. What's the purpose of the bracha? It's not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't need, you should praise Him. When you praise Him, that's what you have to have in mind. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to stretch myself. I'm able to stand. I'm able to do this. This is a protection. That protection can carry you through the day until the next morning, that this is going to protect you. The bracha protects you. That's the power of the brachot. This is what the Gemara says. Alasvaot says the Mishnah says the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody has an earthquake, somebody feels an earthquake. So what do you got to do? It's like you say, "Oseh ma'aseh bereshit." So what is "oseh ma'aseh bereshit"? It says, "I understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Earth, and the reason why it shakes is from the sins of the people." It says, "What do you say, oseh ma'aseh bereshit?" It says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did it." So what do you have in mind? So I'm going to say that's really what it means. Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma doesn't mean we'll do and we'll listen. Na'aseh v'nishma means we'll create. We're going to create. Says the Ramchal, we became partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we said, Na'aseh v'nishma. I say, actually, what a person does when he said Na'aseh v'nishma, it's like he did it now. It's like we created right now a new surface. That's the Gemara says, when we stood on Har Sinai, all of a sudden, everybody got healed. And Am Israel were granted to live forever. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, that's exactly what Chag HaShavuot is all about. Kilu lo chata me'olam. This is the Chag HaShavuot, and Hashem gave us this holiday. It doesn't say in the Torah that the sacrifice of the Musaf, Seir Ezim Echad, doesn't say lechatat. It says Seir Ezim Mechaper Alechem. From the beginning, is greater than Yom Kippur. Greater than Yom Kippur. Because Hashem will start fresh with you. But there is no backup, there is no bad credit. 3 years before. That's what I'm saying. You know, a person has, you know, Shana Tova, even comes Shana Tova. Shana Tova means that Hashem granted him with another year. But doesn't mean that the balance of what he did last year is 100% good. No, it means you have a positive balance. You have a negative column and you have a positive column. At the end, the accounting, so the balance on the bottom is you have more positive than negative. That's what it means when you have a new year. It doesn't mean that all the negative were waived. The Gemara said, Chilul Hashem does not being waived till the person dies. It doesn't matter if Yom Kippur doesn't forgive sins. Yisurim says the Gemara, somebody has Chas Shalom, Lav Sheyesh Bo Karet, somebody Chas Shalom ate something he's not supposed to eat, a fat from a sacrifice, that being on the altar. The Gemara says for this, Yom Kippur doesn't give the kapara, somebody doesn't keep Shabbat on purpose. He needs It won't help Yom Kippur. Kippur doesn't help. Kippur only helps for to have a positive balance in the end. But still, the sins are in the sins column. But Shavuot is different. There's no more accounting. It says everything is being waived. Says the Gemara. That's how powerful Chag Shavuot is. As the Gemara says, it's called Yom Adin. Yom Kippur is Yom Adin, is the day of judgment for a year. But Shavuot is the day of judgment for not for this year, for all the life of a person. The whole life is being judged now. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to waive all the gezeirot from the person, how is he going to waive it? Says Yerushalmi, I'll tell you what it is. Accept on yourself the Torah. When you accept on yourself the Torah, says the Gemara, it's like you're doing it right now. You're doing it right now, says the Zohar, that you're building now a surface underneath you. So it means whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, that's going to happen to this, this is going to happen to this, everything is waived. Says the Gemara says, I'm a Sassoud on Har Sinai, Hashem waived all the gezerot from them. Even though Hashem showed the video of all the tragedies going to happen to Am Yisrael later. Yeah, this because we didn't go to calf. Because we broke. We broke so-called the creation that we should have held down to it. But if you would not have broken it, then you stand on a new surface. A new surface is not gezerot. It's nothing. Even though Hashem said, that's going to happen. No, you're not going to go to the Great Canyon. He said, come, honey, let's get take a trip. He said, you crazy? I'm not going to go to the canyon. He said, what gave you the idea in your head not to go? You would have gone. Oh, you know, I had to be on that bus, and that bus got bombed. And you know, as this, I breathe over this, almost I was, and the accident. I said, what really saves the person? So, Chaim Evolojin, Ramchal, all say, it saves you the Torah that people learn. It builds a surface underneath you and builds a cover on top of you. This is called Shamayim Chadashim, Eretz Chadasha, new sky, new earth. Says the Zohar, this is the power of the Torah. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu forced us to take it. There's somebody, Chas Shalom, doesn't feel well, doesn't want to take the medicine. Come, the doctor says, you better take the medicine. I said, I don't want to take the medicine. He says, the Torah is a protection. Come, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, even though you said Naseh v'Nishma, you said you want to create. You want to create, you want to fix, you want to patch. All the holes. I says, but you know, we're going to see the fire. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, oh no, I cannot be a partner. So Ramchal said, we are partners in creation. So I give you a partner with fire. The fire means, you know, Chas Shalom, you do something wrong, your partner will burn you. As the Ari says, you should know, the Rabbeinu Bachai, we are the same neshamot of the generation of Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPlaga, Dor Sodom. We are the same neshamot. Actually, we broke the ceiling. Actually, that's what happened. The rain came by Patrua Rotor Shamayim. The Mabul came from Shamayim. So, Ali come. Torah says, all of a sudden, there were holes in the Shamayim, holes. Patrua Rotor Shamayim. What happened to those dome? It says, the tower fell down. It says, no. So you read the text in the Torah. It says, we did it. Asher Chelu La'asot. It says, we created certain things. That our creation destroyed the Creator's creation. We broke the sky, we broke the earth. So that's why we had earthquake in Sodom and Gomorrah. Eventually, the Tower of Babel fell down from an earthquake. And it says, Chag HaShavuot is a very powerful. So when it said, Naseh v'Nishma, we referred. It referred to the life before the generation of Mabul, of Lagan and Sodom, that actually what we did, we created so-called certain things that creation that created damaged the world. When we said Naseh v'Nishma, says the Gemara, it means you covered everything. It says you patched everything. It says just by accepting it, says the Gemara, it's like you did it. As the angel told the Navi Daniel, the minute that you said you're going to do Tahanit, it's like you did Tahanit. As the Torah says, the minute Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to take the goat on the tenth, the sheep and the goat on the, or the goat on the tenth day of Nisan to sacrifice it, like we did it. It says Naseh v'Nishma, who considered it is like you did. Shenemar, says the Gemara. Baruch Hashem Alachav, Gibor Koach, Oseh Dvaro. An angel all the time creates. All the time he creates. No. As long as he wants to create, he wants to do the job for Hashem, it's considered like he did. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael got it into the head. I said, Naseh v'Nishma, it's a powerful thing, this is powerful. I said, that's Chag HaShavuot is so great. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves all the sins of a person from the time he was born. comes to Gemara, says this is the opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, listen, Chag Shavuot is a very powerful thing. It says Pesach and Sukkot. So there's one opinion, you know, it's a spiritual holiday. I said, but this, you know, this is not a spiritual holiday. This is something that we have to make a party. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us life for nothing. He says, what do you mean? So the Gemara says, Motzei Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to go eat. And the person said, no, Motzei Yom Kippur, he wants to continue the Tanit. He says, the Gemara, no, he has bat kol from HaShemayim. He says, Shlomo HaMelech le'echol simcha lachmecha. Ushtei yenecha, ki kvar Hashem ratza et ma'asecha. He says, Motzei Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat. He says, what's the mitzvah? Hashem said, listen, I accepted the Tanit, I accepted what you did. Now, I want you to go have a good meal. I said, Shavuot comes to Gemara and says, it's even bigger than that. Shavuot is not just for 1 year, it's all the life. It says, Shavuot, akol modim. Everybody, there's no machlok in the Gemara, says, Vatzer binan lachem. It says, you have to have a good meal. It says, well, that's what Gemara says, it's really a day of judgment. What's the day of judgment? To see if you accept Torah. You just have to accept it. He says, for me, I know this is the yoke of Torah, I'm going to accept the Torah. Then Hashem reads all the Gezerot. He says, this is the day of judgment. It's very easy. He says, as long as you accept it. He says, that's what Gemara says. This is a party that you have to make of Chag HaShavuot. That's the Yevsidat Mashiach on Shavuot. Rabbi Bilner said, Chutzlar, it's the second day of Shavuot. Rabbi Bilner said, Sudat Mashiach. He said, based on the Zohar said, Shavuot, I didn't remember from Galuta, Shavuot expect Mashiach. I said, well, I'm waiting for Pesach. Zohar said, Mashiach should come on Pesach. I said, that's true. Mashiach should come on Pesach. But here, can you give us a chance? The same way we were standing on Har Sinai, that everybody was healed. I said, why everybody was healed? Because we said Naseh V'Nishma. When we said Naseh V'Nishma, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu starts your life again. I said, what happened in Egypt? People were missing legs, hands, people became blind. Hashem healed everybody. He says, because we said Naseh V'Nishma. Then Naseh V'Nishma is so powerful, it means you told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to create new services. New services. He says, new services is a protection for the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if that's what you want to do, new services, I waive everything for you. He says, that's what the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this kind of a job. He did it once. Says the Gemara, every time comes Chag HaShavuot, that's the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see if we really be holding by this Naseh V'Nishma, by this creation, we want to create. It's not we want to do, we want to create. Says the Ramchal, we want to be partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. And says to protect the world. How do you protect it? You make a new surface. You make a new ceiling for the world. Nothing is going to happen to the world. Nothing is going to happen to the person. The opposite. Opposite, the person now is walking so-called on air, the way it was in the desert. The Gemara says, "Was Kadosh Baruch Hu?" It's in the Torah, Kadosh protected us in the desert. Says the Gemara, "How did he protect us?" It says, "Kadosh put a cloud underneath us. We're walking on the cloud all the time." It says, "In the beginning, we didn't have to have a cloud because we said Naseh V'Nishma. After the golden calf, it was crucial. We shouldn't walk on the ground because we damaged the ground. Then after we damaged the ground, something can happen." Kadosh Baruch Hu had to put a cloud on top of us. Moshe Rabbeinu begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu after we did the golden calf, the egel. Please, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, stay with us. He said, stay with us. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a cloud. So we were lying. The Midrash, the Gemara said, we're lying on the cloud like on couches. We didn't really put our foot on the floor. We lied because that's the power of the Torah. That's the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Chag HaShavuot is all about. It's not. What do you do at night? What do you learn at night? You say tikkun, you say this, you go to sleep, means nothing. Big tzaddikim go to sleep on Shavuot night. As long as you accept on yourself the yoke of Torah. Of course, you can't say I accept the yoke of Torah and you go to sleep. So you contradict yourself. But the power is not, I stayed up the night of Shavuot. No. The power is Hashem should waive everything. It's nothing, all the things that you showed Adam HaRishon, that Hashem said happened to a person, Hashem can waive it. By accepting the yoke of Torah, every minute that we have, that we should try to learn to do mitzvot in this. I said that's called the yoke of Torah that the person has. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I consider you have no sins, never did a sin in your life. It's much bigger than Yom Kippur. That's what the Zohar said.
בשבועות, אתם יודעים, בגלותה, זה אקספקט משיח עוד חג השבועות. לא יודעים, אקספקט משיח. משיח is a date. It says, yeah, this date is on this earth, on this sky. But if you build a new earth, a new sky, then Nabi Yishayahu said, השמיים חדשים עד חדשה, Nabi Yishayahu said, Hashem said before Mashiach will come, he might build it. So everything changes. All the dates and all the video that he showed Adam Rishon are canceled because it's a new entity now. That's really the secret of Chag HaShavuot, is to be able to get to the stage that Avotenu got on our Sinai, the Mashiach come by the Amen. Amen.